poll, Bernie Sanders, Tulsi Gabbard surge in New Hampshire, Biden drops to fourth. By Hannah Blow on November 25, 2019. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, has taken the lead in New Hampshire. And Representative Tulsi Gabbard, DHI, has experienced a significant surge in the Granite State. According to a post-debate Suffolk University/Boston Globe poll released on Monday. The poll, taken from November 21 to 24, 2019, among 500 likely New Hampshire Democrat primary voters, found Sanders retaking the lead in his neighboring state with 16% support, followed by Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, with 14%, and Mayor Pete Buttigieg, D, and former Vice President Joe Biden, D, closely behind with 13% and 12%, respectively. While 6 points separate the remainder of the candidates from the top tier, Gabbard finds herself in fifth place with 6% support, 2 points ahead of Andrew Yang and 3 points ahead of Senator Kamala Harris, DCA. They garnered 4% and 3%, respectively. The remaining candidates saw 2% support or less. The margin of error is +4.4%, signaling a statistical tie among the top-tier candidates. What is more, 21% of respondents indicated that they are undecided, and only 43% indicated that their minds were made up. According to the Boston Globe, support for Sanders and Warren was essentially unchanged from the last Suffolk/Globe poll in August, but Biden lost 9 percentage points, while Buttigieg gained 7 points. The poll reflects the increased skepticism of Biden's viability among Democrat voters. I had pretty high hopes for Joe Biden. I wanted to like him and vote for him because of his time with the Obama administration, and I thought he had the experience. One voter, Michael Mahaney, 61, told the Boston Globe. But he just hasn't had his stuff together, and he just hasn't stepped up in the debates, and I am not sure he ever will now, he added. The poll also found that Gabbard is appealing to moderate voters in the Granite State. The survey found Gabbard does better among men and moderates. And far more than any other candidate, her supporters said that if Gabbard doesn't become the nominee, they will consider voting for Trump or for a third-party candidate. I like Tulsi more after Clinton attacked her, said Mark Gold, a 58-year-old computer consultant who lives in Concord. The Democratic Party appears to like to manipulate things for their preferred candidate, and I think that demonstrated she is different. The narrative is changing in New Hampshire, Suffolk Political Research Center Director David Paleologos said, noting the ongoing battle between the New England senators.